Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. The Drive is live. And there it is. You hear Clint Sterner. And you can see him if you're on YouTube and Twitch. You can see myself as well. There is Tyler Milner holding it down. There he is, waving and doing his thing on YouTube and Twitch. Someone else texting in. I bet you gave her a case of the only special OG sauce is what you gave her. And an autograph on the top of that bad boy, right? I'll autograph every one of these bottles for you. Put that on whatever you want right there.
Hey. I mean, I'm pretty proud of myself. I didn't even think about that write-off deal until we sat down and I was
right
looking.
There,
and I was like, Lopez, yeah, he's writing this thing off now. I mean, he got him. I bet that's a $200 cooler at least, too. If he's comparing it to Yeti and saying what he likes better, it's at least a $200 cooler. Can't allow any kind of drippage that back here in that back of that D&M auto leasing car she drives. And, oh, yeah, there ain't no doubt, man. He's writing that joker off.
It's like the way you were talking it through, it felt like you got ideas.
I'm thinking very seriously about it. I mean, that is a hell of an idea.
Say, that's an easy one.
That is a hell of an idea.
It is. You got an idea right there, courtesy of Clint Sterner on the Drive.
I mean, I've always tried to figure out how to write things off. I mean, that's the way to do business ultimately. I've never thought as simple as, hey, man, slap old bumper sticker on that joker, there, man, and get it moving. It's advertising, baby.
Clint Sterner's Passing Academy, right?
See it right there, man.
Right, this sucker off. All right, appreciate you stopping in with us on a Monday, and hopefully you ride with us to have a good time, as there is a lot going on, obviously. First, happy Mother's Day, a little belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And for me, on the way to church yesterday, I was given a real Mother's Day talk from my wife, who said to me yesterday, is that a splinter you're trying to get?
Yeah,
loose?
It's a big old sucker,
good
isn't it?
God almighty. All right, yeah, good thing. You may get some tweezers somewhere.
The splinter, though, is like when you find it, you can't let it. Like, I can't just.
Every time put my hand down, you want to get it. You
sorry
get
about that. I didn't mean to.
I saw it, but yeah.
Tell me how Courtney set that ass straight this weekend.
Yeah, we're driving.
On the way to church,
on
too.
On the way to church.
She wanted your mind to be in the right spot.
She said, everyone in the car want us to listen to this. The Royals are playing the Astros this week.
Hmm.
We're not making any bets. At all in this house. Nobody's making any bets.
That's
nobody's going to make
that's
any
not
crazy.
Any fun.
That's where the blonde nobody tips came from. Was that a year ago? I'll be damned.
Well, it was less than a year ago. Well, they played season, later in the season. But she said, yeah, no, that we're all agreeing to this. No crazy bets. Nobody's hair is getting. No.
I thought we were going to run it back.
Shaving heads. None of that.
Nope. I'd put blonde hair on the table again. I'd risk it.
No risk it, no biscuit.
I'm not putting blonde hair on the table.
Damn.
Not doing that. No.
Damn it, Courtney.
Man, listen, hey, man. We were putting that on the table the last time they played. Let's just do it. I will be there for two out of the three ball games.
That's good thinking.
Oh, she came. Yeah, it must have been on her mind. And it was Mother's Day, so I had to agree to it.
I mean, we got
really
at least.
Just liked your blonde tips.
Yeah, that's true. But we got to at least have a little something on the table when we're in the house for the game on Wednesday.
Now listen, I mean, you know, hey. Just hey. It's all right, man.
Are you going Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday. You going back to back days?
Yeah, yeah. The whole fam's going tomorrow.
I'm still trying to decide on Wednesday.
Well, hopefully, I have better luck with my family than Lance McCullers did this weekend with his.
Oh,
sorry, I just that was there for me. We'll get to that. Whoever those yahoos are, but no, yeah, no bets. So people texting in, nah, man, I'm not doing it. Told her, damn, would have put some money on them. I was open to put some money on the line too, Tyler. And damn, sorry.
We'll revisit whenever Courtney's not around.
No, she's not around right now. Hands are tied. Sorry. Hands are tied. Damn it.
Damn.
Boy, I would have done it, too.
That's no fun.
You know, man, I'd have thrown 100 on the table. Now, 200. Now I just can't. Hands are tied. Promised her on Mother's Day.
Good 200. I don't think she was talking about the bets that involve money. I don't think
she said all that.
Court may be worried about a few things, but I don't think money's one of them.
Yeah. She better be. Got the floors coming. Got all that. No, we can't do that. But listen, they are taking on the Royals starting tonight, and it may have been a potential turning point this weekend, Clint. I know these guys have been swinging it a bit better, but obviously we know the Altuve injury. That is something we're going to be watching all day. Right, if he misses the lineup, what would this be, 3 straight games? If he's not in the lineup today, that's something to watch. That feels like a real retroactive IL stint, regardless of what Dana Brown says to us to make us feel like it's any different. 48 hours, he might be back. That sounds very similar to other things we've heard, you know, like Yordan Alvarez or anything else injury-wise over the last several years with the Astros. But Christian Walker and Yiner Diaz, guys that we have talked about, really, really had maybe what could be, Clint, a turning point series for them. As Christian Walker in that series, he goes 5-for-10, 2 walks. He was hit by a pitch, sacrifice flies in there. He had 5 RBIs in that series. And then Yiner Diaz right behind him, 5-for-13 with a walk. He hit a big homer, 5 RBIs as well over the weekend. They were on base, got hits in all of the games. Clint, those two guys are huge, especially we know Yordan is down at least for a bit. Also, weird conflicting reports on that, too. We'll figure out what that is. But they're out of the lineup. He's out of the lineup right now. Potentially Altuve. And just overall, they needed those guys anyway. That's a big series they had against a Reds team. I mean, they're not awful. But that's exactly what you need to see from those two guys in particular.
Absolutely, man. If the others, if the supporting cast, and I don't want to call Christian Walker another, but I mean the reality of it is he's not Yordan and he's not Altuve, and if all these guys can swing it well, and are swinging it well once Alvarez does get back, which again I hope those conflicting reports aren't too bad on a negative slide, but. Yeah, if those guys are swinging it well, man, it's going to be a game changer for the Astros. I think there's a real chance for the window, the World Series window, the locker room or the clubhouse with the amazing chemistry and what the Astros have been able to do more with less over the last 10 years. You keep that alive possibly if the others, but the others got to swing it well. To for him with Pena swinging it well, Yiner coming around is the big one.
Yeah, and I think for me it's because, Jake has swung the bat well. We talked about it last week. Brendan Rodgers has had moments too. But, Clint, you kind of got to squint a little harder to make yourself believe those things are sustainable. Hell, even Jeremy Pena, I feel better about Jeremy Pena than, Rodgers or Myers, that this is something that you can depend on throughout the year. But even with those guys, even with Pena, you got to, with his history, you kind of got to squint a little. With Walker and Diaz, those are two guys, Clint, that you look at it and you feel like that can be sustainable.
Yeah.
We've watched, obviously, Christian Walker's career got him the contract here with the Astros. Clearly, we've seen him be a, 30 home run guy, a big time run producer, over 100 RBIs. A year. We've seen that. We've seen Diaz the last 2 years finish third in the Silver Slugger Award for catchers last year. The year before, hit 20-plus bombs and be one of your big offensive threats, in a part-time role the year before. Those guys feel sustainable, and that, I think it's a different feel than you feel with Jake. Like Jake, you're like, man, how long are you gonna ride this out?
Right.
Man, are you still doing it? You there is maybe they're not Yordan or Altuve, but there's an expectation from Christian Walker and Diaz that they're gonna be guys that you can depend on offensively. And
absolutely.
Not, like those guys, you weren't getting nothing from them.
It's not expectations that you can depend on, it's gotta have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, when you're talking Pena, Walker, Paredes, and Yainer Diaz, I mean, those you're just not, you know, Altuve and Alvarez can't carry the entire crew. It's a bonus for Jake and Brendan and all those guys to contribute. Hopefully one day Jake works his way into being something that you can actually depend on.
Yeah, that you feel like, all right, I know what I'm on.
Yeah. I mean, right now, the four you mentioned, though, are definitely gotta haves. I mean, they've got to swing it well. They've got to put up numbers that they've put up before, if not better. And we've seen Pena doing that. Paredes is in the middle of doing it. He's been good all year long. Now all of a sudden Walker and Yainer come around, then it's a good sign. And like you said, it was a good series for them. We'll see if they can keep this thing rolling.
Yeah. So big for them as they need that as they roll into the Royals coming up over the next 3 days, and then a big series with the Rangers following that. By the way, we talked about it a little bit. The Lance McCullers situation, I just can't even understand. If you are not aware, Lance had a god-awful performance Saturday night. Was able to record one out before he had to come out of the game because the Reds were just all over him from the entire time he was in there. But that sure as hell don't give no damn reason for nobody to be getting no death threats over performance, anything, right? Like that makes – I can't even think about – and I've been a sports fan since I can remember. I can't think of nothing on it or off it that's made me say, well, I'm going to do this to this person. I'm going to call it – like even angry even in the ballpark of it.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to show up and fight somebody, right? I mean, I wanted to give Roy Williams a piece of my mind when he decided to leave Kansas to go to North Carolina, but I sure as hell didn't want to take him out or his family out or even think to even put that on his mind. Here is Lance McCullers responding to that situation over the weekend. Tough performance, but then completely overboard with how some people react.
It's been a tough evening. I understand people are very passionate and people love the Astros and love sports, but threatening to find my kids and murder them is a little bit tough to deal with. So just as a father, I think I there have been many, many threats over the years aimed at me mostly, and I think actually one or two people have from other issues around baseball actually had to go to jail for things like that. But I think bringing kids into the equation, threatening to, find them, or next time they see us in public, they're going to stab my kids to death. Things like that is tough to hear as a dad.
Trash human beings, man.
Ooh,
human beings.
I'm so glad you stepped in, Tyler. I don't know if you knew it. I didn't.
I saw your face.
I didn't have the words yet. I didn't have. No, honestly, like you are, and I feel bad for him, obviously. His wife, I don't know how much his kids know about this, but his wife, that's got to be driving her crazy. But also for the city, because it's not fair, and I hope this isn't the case, but I would imagine it's probably going through. Hell, they may not even look at Houston the same. There may be, obviously, it's just one idiot or however many idiots. But there's their head may be on a swivel. That's something that you don't get out of your mind. And for one dumbass person to come out there and do something like that over a damn game. I don't care if he gave up 26 runs. I don't care how many runs he gave up. I don't care. It's for you to even get to that place. Ooh,
yeah.
Boy, it's just.
For starters, let's not bunch all of Houston or all of Astros fans into this coward that would do something like that. It's bad enough. I mean, it's cowardly. To even go at the man himself when he's out there putting it on the line and playing a sport. But when you go at somebody's kids, somebody's wife off the field, I mean, you are the most coward of all cowards out there. I mean, it's just, I don't know. To me, the point here, I think the big thing here is it should be investigated, it should be pursued, and they shouldn't accept.
Police were involved.
Yeah. I mean, the HPD got involved, and Major League Baseball's involved, and what you spoke of, Ron, is exactly why this should be pursued to the fullest. Because here's the deal. Whoever did it, whatever coward out there did it, I don't know how they did it. I don't know if it was on social media. I don't know how it all happened. But that person should come forward and say, "Hey, man, that was stupid. I'm just a fan. I shouldn't have said what I said. Obviously, I wasn't being serious." They should be able to find him. Whether he comes forward and does that or they find him, either way it goes, what you said is the important part. For Lance and his wife and his kids to go about their life moving forward and not be looking over their shoulder, not worry about a crazy fan. In today's world, the only thing that would keep them from having to look over their shoulders is if you find the guy that did it or the people that did it and hold them accountable, or they come forward and hold themselves accountable. Otherwise, you got a whole damn family that's gonna every time they go to the ballpark to watch their dad play or their husband play, they got to be looking over their shoulder
She might be out on that.
Yeah. I mean, it changes their life significantly. And the reality of it is more than likely it's just some idiot that's spouting off. It's never going to do anything, but it changes their life significantly. So I just hope that they find and hold accountable whoever's responsible. And I hope that people don't minimize it. I hope people don't wrap all of Houston in on something like that, or all sports fans in on something like that. This is one coward out there that took it too damn far.
Real quick, and I know we got to roll. How often from your career playing ball from high level college, and how often do you think athletes run into this?
With kids, not very often.
But threats to them.
A lot. I think it. I mean, hell, back. I'm just thankful there wasn't social media back then.
Yeah,
I had thousands of emails to my damn university account that I had that were, and I don't know that anybody was like, I will kill you and murder you, that kind of deal. But
I mean, we
definitely
get it here. I've gotten it. Yeah.
So it happens way more than it should. Obviously,
because I just said it because Lance was saying like this isn't the first time I've had. It's usually just me. I wonder how many times Lance has had like athletes run into that.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm gonna find you.
Well, I just think it's one thing for me to come to the ballpark or come to work or drive down the interstate and look over my shoulder, but when it's kids and a wife, that's when it gets to me. It's all unacceptable. But when it goes there is when it's like, now we got to get the police involved. This has got to be investigated. This nut job's got to be held accountable.
Yeah. All right. Coming up as we continue, we did get some NFL news early, which we will get, and it will be a big week for that in terms of schedule. But it does have a Texans tie. We'll discuss that coming up.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Clint, the first two games of the NFL season have been announced, and this should be exciting. The Eagles, of course, won the Super Bowl, so the champion has their banner night or whatever, and the up, ring. There you go, their ring ceremony, and they usually host the first game of the season on that Thursday, and they will, of course, do that, and they will host the Dallas Cowboys. They getting that second, boy. I bet you Fox fought like hell to try to get that game. They must be guaranteed that second one. But they are playing the Dallas Cowboys, who just got George Pickens, who feel like a better team. By the way, Washington's still the second best team in that division right now.
Yeah,
still right now. We'll see what happens. But Dallas and Philly, as you know, Clint, one of the biggest rivalries in all of the NFL. They will start Thursday, September 4th, and then Friday, the next day in Brazil, September 5th, the Chiefs and the Chargers will play. Just very similar to like last year, Green Bay and Philly played on that Friday after the first game of the year. So we got Eagles, Cowboys to kick things off to start the season, and then that Friday, Chiefs, Chargers from Brazil, and then the rest of the slate will get going. But it got me to thinking, fellas, and those of you on the text line, YouTube and Twitch, as you have, you can participate in this thing. I wonder how the NFL will view the Texans this year in regards to standalone games, putting them in prime time. Because last year going into it, we knew there was going to be a jump, right? The Texans and us, we found out that the Texans, or the new rule that the NFL doesn't have to put every team in prime time anymore. The previous year, CJ's first year, the Texans played all their games at noon, it felt like, except for maybe a couple that they played on the West Coast. But then last year, Clint, they had six standalone games. When you count that little series that happened between them and the Ravens and the Chiefs, they played six standalone games where nobody else was playing at that time except for the Texans and their opponent. What you think it's going to be like this year? How you think the Texans are going to be? You think the Texans are going to be looked at as a team that they feel like, ooh, like last year, we got them six different times, we got them on here?
No, I think we've lost a little bit of the shine. I think we talked about, you know, CJ losing a little bit of the shine last year. And look, it's all relative, right? I mean, the reality of it is when they got those six standalone games, coming off of a year, rookie of the season on both sides of the football, a guy that should have won. Did he win
Coach of the Year? No, he didn't.
Should have won Stefanski Coach of the Year. That's right, Stefanski.
Twice.
So you know there was a lot of shine in Houston last year, and so I think all parties involved have lost a little bit of that shine. And last year was, I think, an extreme year. Six standalone games. That is more than anybody could ask for. I think we fall well short of that. I'm looking in the three range, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. CJ is still, I know some of the, because I think a lot of it is driven from him, right? Like,
oh, absolutely.
The quarterback. I think, and a big market. I think CJ is still, has a positive feel nationally. And I think maybe they still feel like people want to watch him. Yeah. So I don't think it drops completely. I think they get four. Because I feel like that's what like the Packers were around last year.
I'm anxious to see kind of the national narrative around the Texans once they crank up day in, day out talk. Because like what you just said, I'm interested to see, because I don't know where I stand. I just wonder what are the thoughts around CJ Stroud? Is CJ Stroud still viewed as must see TV, like the top quarterbacks in this league? Is the jury still out? What level of shine has CJ lost, if you will? Because there's no doubt, and I'm just basing it off of my love for the game of football, and I'm gonna tell you, after his rookie year, I'm looking at it, I'm going, man, I'm not missing a game of CJ Stroud's. I mean, I enjoyed watching
the way that I think people are going to be looking at Washington this year.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to take the fan, as much as I can, take the fan out of it and just go from a X's and O's, appreciating the game being played at a high level, at an elite level. There's certain quarterbacks you just love watching, and CJ jumped into that group immediately. And for me right now, CJ's lost a good bit of that shine. I wonder if that's the case nationally.
Yeah, I think some, but I still think, as we talked about it, I still think there's a lot of, well, the other stuff around him just fell apart.
Yeah,
man.
Sure.
But here's the thing is, we know the Texans are going to be good, right? And I think that's the feel a lot of. The Texans are going to be good, so it's a good football team. And then what are a lot of this is, you know, Clint driven. What are the quarterback matchups? And I think he's got a lot on his schedule that, like, he's got him and Lamar. Maybe they should stay away from that as a primetime game. But they've got him and Lamar, right? They've got, you know, him and Mahomes. They've got him and Josh Allen. They've got him and Justin Herbert, right? Like, those are – him and Baker is interesting. Those are – some games. I think Denver's on there. So they've got some quarterback matchups, right? Like, I think him and Mahomes and him and Josh Allen, I think those are probably primetime games.
Yeah, but I'm just going again, like I don't we talked about it a lot with Deshaun. I think rightfully so. We talked about it a lot with CJ after that rookie year of who's next in line to be primetime when those guys are on the field.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I think 3 to 4. I think 4.
I'm going 3.
Yeah, I think 4. I see some people rolling in with their thoughts. I just think they've got enough quarterback matchups on the schedule to where that's going to be a sexy look, right, for them to put them together. All right, coming up as we continue right here, live on the drive, a big, big night. A big, big night, even though the Rockets season has ended. With a lot of news coming out in the NBA, a big night for the Rockets. We'll discuss what that means coming up next right here.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're live on The Drive.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron and Clint, I think CJ has dropped to the level of Brock Purdy equivalent unless he plays this year at a higher level. I just think let's not. Like, I'm not even trying to be disrespectful to Brock because Brock is a good quarterback, and I don't think we've gotten there. That's a tad aggressive. I mean, he's it. Like, I think when you think about the San Francisco 49ers, I think you want to watch the entirety of the team. That's what comes to mind is the Niners, the whole crew. I still think it's CJ. Like, I still think it's CJ with the Texans and then the rest of the crew. I still think they are a team that you look at and think about them being really, really good because of the quarterback. First and
yeah,
foremost.
Look,
I think at least national.
No, yeah, I can't get there. I can't get there, and I'm Russ one that I mean I do everything I can to I mean I think highly of Brock Purdy, but for the sake of the conversation, the context here, I can't get there. I mean, Brock Purdy is in a system where, you know, he's just gotta play efficiently and let the system work. He's not the identity of the system, where I think C.J. Stroud, whether he is or he isn't, we'll see what Nick Caley does. But the only way the Texans are ever taken serious as a Super Bowl contender is if C.J. Stroud is hitting on all cylinders, and he is the reason why this team goes to a Super Bowl. Look, I don't think as good as this defense is going to be, and let's say the offensive line hits, you're not going to a Super Bowl. You're not going beyond the second round of the playoffs unless C.J. Stroud's the reason. Yeah. You're not getting a serviceable quarterback that just doesn't turn the football over. I'm not disrespecting or minimizing Brock Purdy again, but he's just got to do – if he can just keep it between the lines, that team can win a lot of football games. This football team's not built like that. I think there was a time when they thought they were and thought they could be, but this team's not built like that. This team is going to – offensively, you're only going as far – and really, let's be honest, as a team, you're only going as far as C.J. Stroud can take you. Just like the Bengals, they're only going as far as Joe Burrow. Can they protect Joe Burrow? They've paid his receivers. Can Joe Burrow get the ball to these guys? Can Joe Burrow stay healthy? Then the Bengals are a problem. If not, they ain't scaring nobody. Yeah. Ultimately, the Texans are only going to go as far as C.J. Stroud can carry them. And he's got to do more than just stay healthy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, he's got to play really, really well. He's got to be the reason. And so, yeah, I can't get with the Brock Purdy part of it. But
I'm not there yet.
I think there's a
different feel towards him this year. I don't think it's there.
No, it's not. I mean, not for anybody with any sense.
Yeah, last year was like, yeah, he's going to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes and Lamar and all those. I don't know if that's the thinking as much anymore. All right, tonight is a really, really big night, Clint, for the Houston Rockets, as the draft lottery will happen tonight on ESPN, and we will see where the Rockets will be drafting and where their pick is. Now, they have the Suns pick, so they've got the ninth best odds to get the number one overall pick, almost 4% chance, Clint, when you look at teams like the Wizards, the Hornets, and some other terrible team. They've got 14%. They've got 14% chance. And the Jazz. The Jazz, the Hornets, and the Wizards have 14% chance to get the number one pick, and the Rockets are there with a 4% chance. And can I just be honest? I know this may sound a little crazy. It would not be the worst thing in the world if the Rockets did get the number one pick.
I'm gonna need you to explain that.
I know that means Cooper Flagg. I think, and I said this to the fellas on In the Loop when we did the crosstalk. Whoever gets the number one pick is taking Cooper Flagg. And I'm just simply saying, for the Rockets, I think they are primed and ready with all the assets they have and where they are and the hunger of this team to go and make a big move, and a move that would say, hey, we are serious contenders, whether that's Booker, that's Durant, Giannis, whatever, that we are serious contenders. Speaking of Giannis already reports our breaking news early this morning that he is now open to moving on from the Milwaukee Bucks, something that's different than other spots. And listen, I say that because, to me, I wonder if Cooper Flagg is the guy, if that puts a potential wrench in that plan. Because you're going to keep Cooper Flagg, but then you also don't want anybody to be in Cooper Flagg's way that can take his role. Yeah, well, does that limit things? I just wonder, does that, because to me, I think it changes your course.
Boy, I've been thinking about that a lot since you brought it up earlier. And, you know, I think it could change your course, but in a positive way, obviously. I know the minute that you get that pick and Cooper Flagg is a Rocket, then all of a sudden the pieces that you're willing to deal change significantly. Boy, hell, I mean, not that everybody else other than you, I guess, isn't hoping that the Rockets...
Here's my thing is, one, I think Cooper Flagg obviously has been one of the most hyped prospects in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I wonder, is he the star, right? We understand what this team is missing, right? You said it. They finally did it. Hey, get your twos, your two through five ready. And they got them. And I think the one thing we know that they need is that one dude.
Yeah.
And is this the way, if he is the number one pick, they sense and say, that is him then? We're gonna do that. I'm not saying they would, but that is my concern, yeah. Clint, is if that's the one. That's how we got the one instead of potentially going to get it. And I think it just maybe slows them down. I think next year there's a move to be made where they could be contenders right away. I wonder if you get Cooper Flagg, if that changes your outlook and say, well, hey, that's the star. Let's let all of these guys grow together.
Well, I don't think any of that would be the path forward for the Rockets. If you get Cooper Flagg, one, I think Cooper Flagg by nature, instinctually, is a good fit for this team. The physicality, the hustle, the defense, the willingness to do any and everything that he's asked to do. Doesn't seem to be a prima donna. So I think he would be a really, really good fit. The question is, if you get a Cooper Flagg, does Amen Thompson all of a sudden become somebody that's in the market for a trade?
See, now I didn't even think about that. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't, Like, I
don't know what the answer to that question is, though, Ron, but it gives you more pieces to play with. And I don't, obviously, to your point, it's not going to be Cooper Flag, but it all of a sudden makes other guys, them being trade bait a real possibility. And so if Cooper didn't fit, if he was a typical number one overall that was this long-term development, which I do think he's a developmental player, but I think right now he fits who you are and could fit right in and do the same things that we saw a lot of guys do this year. And you're betting on him being super special down the road. Now can you all of a sudden move Jalen, Amin, whoever you want to move, and are those pieces?
But fellas, could you see them sitting here and saying to themselves, all right, we got Cooper. He fits in, Clint, to where you really don't have to move any of those major pieces. Right? Like Cooper Flag.
You think he's enough just to make this team?
I'm just saying.
A move has to be made no matter what.
In their mind saying, all right, we can still have Jalen on this team and Cooper there. We can still have Cooper and Amin Thompson on this team together because they're so versatile. And obviously, we can still have Shingun. Like that is my thought. If they think this is the group we'll rise together.
That's
my concern.
I think that as a Rockets fan, for me, it's simply all it's going to do if the Rockets do end up with this luxury. All it's going to do is make the trade less painful. Like when you trade for that superstar player, whether it's Durant or Giannis or whoever, all this move is going to do is you're going to feel the trade less if you mess around and somehow end up with a guy like Cooper Flag.
The trade's
got to happen no matter what.
I'm nervous right now. We see what the clear option is right now. And hey, they slip up there and get the seventh, fourth, fifth, sixth pick. All right, but we know we're going to include this sucker in here. They get Cooper Flag, Glenn, I think it potentially changes and it slows it up, right? Like if Cooper Flag is expected to be one of your guys immediately, maybe the timeline shifts and changes to where, hey, maybe you're 2 years away.
Nah.
Like, I don't know. Like someone just texted, trade the number one pick, regardless if it's Flag, for Giannis. And I'm like, I don't think you're going to be the one that says, I'm going to trade Cooper Flag. That feels different than when the Cavs traded Andrew Wiggins. This feels different. Like, I feel like you're not going to Nico Harrison yourself into, I'm going to trade.
Nico's got everybody gunshot, don't he?
I'm just saying. Like, you're not going to say, this guy was a better prospect than Anthony Edwards. I don't think you're going to trade that guy.
Well, you just end up looking like a full-blown donkey if he pans out to be that.
Trade him.
And as y'all talking about how young he is right now and he's already doing what he's doing, he's already built the way that he's
younger,
built.
12 years younger than Giannis, and 11 years younger than Booker, let alone Durant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're doing it. All right. I understand some people saying, show you crazy on that one. I get that one. But it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. If they were on track.
It'd be great.
It'd be great for us. Yes. If they were on track.
Well,
all right.
Cooper Flag and a big draft in the same year. Yeah. We'll talk Rockets.
I'm scared to say, Jalen Green, he can still play. Now pressure's off of Jalen. Jalen doesn't have to be a one or a two, but he could just be All right. Coming up, the Texans core, that young core now that used to be the young core, they're no longer the young core. Are they ready to take this thing over? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.